Right over my shoulder, you should be able to see the Greenwich Observatory, right? And the reason that's relevant to today's video is because I want to speak about something very, very interesting. As a human race, we're very, very driven, if you like, really driven to find out what's out there, to discover life beyond our own planet, to make contact, right? We spend millions of dollars a year in programs and institutes such as SETI who try to find signals from outer space in the hope to make contact with other life that may exist somewhere else within the galaxy or other galaxies or within the universe. But the interesting thing is that over 1400 years ago, contact was made. And it wasn't made by just any other creature out there. It was made by the creator of everything that exists. For one last time, he sent guidance to mankind through his final messenger, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, to guide all of humanity. And this revelation wasn't for a specific group of people. This revelation was for the whole of mankind. For example, in the 15th chapter of the Quran, verse 9, God says, He is the one that sent down this Quran. This guidance, and He is the one that will preserve it, and it has been preserved to this very day. But unfortunately, we don't see it as that. We don't understand it as that, because unfortunately, the idea and the understanding that's been created about Islam and the Quran in the minds of people is that it's the backward book, it's just another religion, you know, it's for a certain group of people, you know, maybe from the Indian subcontinent or maybe from Arabia and so on and so forth. But this is not the case. This is guidance for the whole of humanity. Yes, it was revealed in Arabic, but it doesn't mean it's for the Arabs only. It's for everyone. And now someone may argue, well, why is it in the Arabic? Why was it revealed in this language? Well, there's probably many wisdoms behind it, but one thing to think about, and something I've been recently discovering, is that the Arabic language is a very, very deep and mathematical language. So if you want to convey a message in the shortest form possible, in the most condensed form possible, Arabic is most likely the language to go with. Maybe that's one of the wisdoms behind it. But nevertheless, the point being that this revelation is for the whole of mankind toward the Day of Judgment. It's not only for Arabs, not only for Asians, not only for a certain group of people, but for the whole of humanity. But unfortunately, this idea and this understanding and this reality is not presented to people. And I just wanted to clarify that, in the hope that this will encourage you to now pick up the Quran and see it from that perspective and that lens, right? And have that paradigm shift and to pick it up and study it. And to understand that yes, contact has been made and has been made by the creator of everything that exists. Not another creation, not another being, not another species that may exist out there, right? But from the creator of everything. And this contact isn't just trivial. It's not for any reason. It's not arbitrary. It's made for a very specific reason, which is for our guidance, to help us through this life, to lead us to the purpose of our existence, and to help us attain the best in this life and the life to come. So I really encourage you guys, pick up the Quran, study the Quran. You know, if you're someone searching for the truth, a spiritual person looking for the reality of life, someone that's understood and awoken to the reality that there must be more to life than just living the 9-to-5 lifestyle and just, you know, partying on the weekend and going back and repeating that cycle. If you're someone that's woken up and wants to find the truth, I really encourage you to pick up the Quran and read it. Until next time, may the peace and blessings of God be upon you all.